Wisconsin Congressmembers Herb Kohl and Gwen Moore say an appropriations bill headed to President Bush provides another $400,000 towards Wisconsin's share of the Midwest High-Speed Rail Initiative. Supporters hope to eventually increase train speeds all the way from Chicago to the Twin Cities and introduce service to Green Bay. But for now, the state is focusing on the stretch from Chicago to Milwaukee. DOT Railroads official Randy Wade says the new money would go to more environmental and engineering work.
We would like to add some additional frequencies, and one question always is, well, if we add passenger frequencies, what impact will that have on freight operations? So we do an operation study to look at what would be the capacity impact of adding additional passenger frequencies and what kind of infrastructure, if any, we need to add to make sure there's plenty of capacity.
Wade contends it's not a problem that the state is only getting about 25% of the money it requested from Congress. He says it's tough getting funds for new rail projects. But Rick Harnish of the Midwest High-Speed Rail Association says he's getting a little impatient with the federal government.
We already know how to build it. We already know the people will ride it if we build it. All that's missing is a strong commitment at the federal and state levels to actually start construction and do this.
The DOT's Randy Wade says he shares Harnish's concern, but Wisconsin is looking for the feds to pick up 80% of the capital costs for high-speed rail. There's a bill in Congress that would provide more than $1 billion for state-sponsored train corridor projects around the U.S. The DOT says high-speed rail could be running in Wisconsin 3 years after construction funds are in place. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.